by the end of June, 8 community gardens in Fresno County will lose funding, some for the first time in a decade. As FM89's Sarith Hawk reports, the Department of Behavioral Health says the programs were unable to meet new state requirements.
It's been 40 years since Dr. Gia Zhang lived and farmed in Laos, but he says this 7-acre community garden in Sanger always reminds him of his childhood.
Going to the farm with my parents and seeing how beautiful it is, and then to come to this garden just takes me back home like that.
Zhang says being here, out in the open, provides a sense of peace.
The plants, the corn, the lemongrass here tells you where the wind flows.
Zhang is director of the Living Well Center at the Fresno Center and has developed mental health and wellness programs for more than 20 years, including prevention and early intervention services like this garden.
Right now, it's very good to farm a lot of corn.
Today, Zhang trudges between a row of tall corn stalks, making his way toward a gardener weeding her plot. The garden looks like a small farm with neat rows of crops. The woman, named Si, is Hmong. She's not growing corn, but instead herbs, cabbages, and onions. Zhang interprets for her.
About all the vegetables that I have to go buy at the store, now I don't have to because I farm it here.
The food she grows feeds her family of 7. Zhang says that's about the average size of a Hmong family, all of whom benefit from each gardener's participation. Right now, this garden serves 100 farmers like Si, with $48,000 a year in funding from the Fresno County Department of Behavioral Health. The money comes from the state's Mental Health Services Act, or MHSA. But this year, there are new state regulations that require more concrete data showing the program serves a large population.
It's not that we see no benefit to these gardens, and we know that for individuals involved in the gardens, they've seen a lot of benefit.
That's Behavioral Health Director Dwan Utek. She says calculating how many people actually benefit from community gardens is very difficult to do, especially because there's no uniform collection of data from each organization that gets funding. In addition to the Fresno Center, these include Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministries, West Fresno Family Resource Center, and the Fresno American Indian Health Project.
The gardens are in different parts of our community, targeting different ethnicities and cultural populations, and each one is run by a different entity.
More than 200 gardeners are a part of the program overall. UTEC says one challenge is the limited space at the gardens.
Most of them have waiting lists. And so for a prevention program, they have a pretty low number of participants.
But Zhang says that's not the approach the state should take.
You know, just like in therapy, you just don't push somebody through just because you have people on a waiting list.
He says the garden offers benefits that can't be measured through numbers and reports. UTEC says she understands why it's important to preserve the gardens. She encourages the community to express their concerns, which could determine funding in the future. But money is limited and cuts have to come somewhere.
If there comes a time where our community tells us that the best way for our department to support our community is that, then we'd have to also ask our community again, okay, then what do we cut? And we're willing to do that. I don't say that lightly.
Pao Yang, president and CEO of the Fresno Center, says his team does a lot to maximize the garden's budget, which pays for a drip system, staff, and maintenance. As he scans the rows of crops, he says culturally appropriate programs are vital to mental health.
The farming itself from start to finish is the therapy session that this group needs. And if we take that away, they're not going to go and play bingo. They're not going to go and play blackjack. They're not going to go and do arts and craft. That's a different group.
Yang says he's looking for other ways to keep the garden going.
We're trying to see how we can fundraise. We're trying to see if we can even cut some of our pay so that we can fund this and continue this. We're not going to have any disruption. And I made a promise to these farmers.
A promise that they'll have peace of mind about a safe space they can call their own. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.